Well, Jack, Governor Rick Snyder has confirmed that Royal Oak Township outside Detroit is in a state of financial emergency. Tell us a little bit about this and how we got to this point.
This is kind of a sad little area. Once upon a time, Royal Oak Township was a huge expanse of land and gradually it incorporated. And what was left over was a little strip of land, about half a mile, that has about 2,400, almost all black, almost all poor people who no surrounding community wants, and of course they have a hard time paying for their expenses. They don't have a police department anymore. They don't have a post office. There's a board, and there's a lot of infighting on the board, and so it seems inevitable that the governor will have to send someone in to run it. What I can't see is how Royal Oak Township gets back to some semblance of solvency. There's no tax base, and in many ways it faces worse problems than Detroit.
Let's talk about a few controversies over companies that provide energy in Michigan. First, representatives from two energy companies face criminal charges for colluding to keep bids down on oil and gas leases. According to State Attorney General Bill Schuette, land leases were running around $1,500 in May of 2010, compared with $40 in October that same year. The companies have pleaded not guilty to attempted antitrust violations. Fill us in on the details and what impact this had.
Essentially, and what's happened was apparently the Reuters News Service got some incriminating or apparently incriminating emails between these two out-of-state companies. One is called Chesapeake Energy. The other is called Encana Oil and Gas. And after the first bidding frenzy, the top executive exchanged some emails, and lo and behold, they were paying 97% less or bidding 97% less the next time. And, of course, that looks suspicious. Of course, there's a time-honored tradition in Michigan that in an election year, attorney generals crack down on perceived cases of public abuse, and this is something that almost everybody will be outraged by. The sort of irony of all this is, and again, these companies are, of course, innocent until proven guilty, but even if they are proven guilty, they would pay a maximum fine, as I understand it, of $1 million each, which is probably much less money than they saved by price fixing, if indeed that's what they did.
Now, in another situation, Attorney General Schuette is going over the cost of propane. Some customers in Michigan paid thousands of dollars a month in just propane to heat their homes this winter. Last year, propane was a little more than $2 a gallon. This year, some customers say that they have been charged $8 a gallon. What's happening here?
Well, there's been a national propane shortage. Apparently, a lot of farmers used it to dry crops this summer and fall. And this has been, you know, a real case of concern. Now, the attorney general is not specifically accusing anybody, just looking in to see whether people are charging more than they should have. The Michigan Consumer Protection Act makes that illegal. I think some people are wondering why he didn't do this a few months ago when people were desperately needing it. And of course, it takes time to build any sort of a case. But you know, this has been a crisis, and it's partly a function of this terrible winter. But this probably will happen in years ahead.
And finally, Jack, post-traumatic stress disorder has become the first mental health condition approved for medical marijuana use in Michigan. What are your thoughts on this change?
Well, there's a lot of folks who are sort of disturbed by this because it is not an identifiable physical disease the way glaucoma is, for example, although I don't think anyone denies that this is certainly a disorder. A lot of folks who saw combat in the military suffer from it, as well as people who are victims of traumatic accidents. But those who are opposed to marijuana use generally see this as a case of the slippery slope, and pretty soon anybody they fear will be able to be licensed to use medical marijuana for mild anxiety or headaches or iron poor blood or whatever. But like just about everything else connected with medical marijuana and marijuana in general, it's controversial, and there's going to be a lot of back and forth about this.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a wonderful day.